As many folks know, the river is far cleaner than it used to be decades ago, and on many occasions it's in great shape with regard to swimming and boating. But there are occasions and places throughout the watershed where you're going to see water quality has too many bacteria in it, and it's going to put swimmers and boaters at risk, and a point is at risk of potentially getting sick.
And this this bacteria, it's E. coli bacteria, and what's the source of it?
Sure. Yeah, we monitor for E. coli, and it's an indicator, and so we test for this one critter. And if there's enough of those critters, the research behind this shows that there are likely other organisms, whether it's a virus or other bacteria, that can get you sick. So that's a signal about a risk of getting sick. And the bacteria will come from a lot of places. It could come from people that are not picking up pet waste that runs off from a park or a parking lot. It can also come from combined sewer overflows, where wastewater treatment plants are overwhelmed by rainfall. And unfortunately, there are times during rainfall events where untreated sewage and rainwater discharges into tributaries in the main stem, and it puts too much bacteria in the river for boating and swimming.
What's the risk to boaters and swimmers if you find high concentrations of E. coli?
Right, the way the numbers work, and if you go to the website ctriver.us and look at the Is It Clean page, you'll see a lot of information on this. And so what the epidemiology has done and the science has shown that if you have less than a certain number of these E. coli, you have a less than 1% chance of getting sick if you're swimming and boating. And it means, you know, you're in the water, you're swimming around and engaging fully with that water. The risk increases when you exceed that number. And so our website, where we work with over a dozen other partner organizations and towns, shows you a flagging system. Blue means the river's clean. Yellow means, in terms of the science, boating is perfectly fine, but you really don't want to swim in that if you want to take the risk. And then red means boating or swimming does provide you some risk of getting sick. And that's really important. This is a risk-based system, and it's important information for people to make a decision. No one's saying don't go in the water, but use the information and make decisions about how you recreate using this information.
How often is that information updated?
There's 111 locations, and we're going to be seeing shortly about 14 more showing up in New Hampshire. The information is generally taken weekly. Some it's taken biweekly. And that's a function of resources. It's very expensive to monitor every single day. And there's a 24-hour delay, and that's important to know as well. So this is a snapshot, and you'll get an indication of the sample that was taken that week. And each location actually also has the history. So you click on the flag, and you can see, all right, my favorite swimming hole over the last 5 weeks had this number of blue flags. So you can make some judgments about what's going on over time.
The weekly testing it not only helps the public make decisions about whether they should go boating or swimming, but it also helps to identify sources of pollution, right?
And the information here is collected in a way that it is credible to make decisions. So it's credible in that a boater or a swimmer can make a decision about whether to go to the water, but it's also credible in terms of making decisions about, here's a problem. This place has had a red flag continuously. What's going on? And so there have been examples where we've seen those red flags and looked around. We've gone upstream and downstream, found problems, and worked with property owners, municipalities, and the like to fix the problems, which is great. That's how it should be.
You said that some parts of the river are understandably cleaner than others. Where are the areas where there are persistent problems?
It's hard to see trends. And when you go to the website, you can see if a sample was taken during a rainy day. You know, there's a definition up there of a rainy day, and that's a certain amount of rainfall. And there are some places in some urbanized areas where pretty much whenever it rains, you're going to see something that is above that clean threshold for boating and swimming, but not always. And so you can't always say, boy, it rained last night. I know that the river is going to have a number greater than that clean threshold. But in general, an urban area, we'll see higher numbers of times when the flag turns yellow or red. But there have been some instances in rural areas where you'll see yellow and red flags. That could be from things like runoff from lawns, runoff from farm fields. So it's not always a straightforward connection between the place and the water quality conditions.
Can individuals do anything to keep the river cleaner?
There's some simple things people can do. Pet owners, pick up your pet waste. It's really incredible what pet waste can do to water quality. In places where you actually have shellfish harvesting, which is obviously not the Connecticut River, pet waste can close a shellfish area because of the bacteria. So small actions are really important. So clean up after yourself. The other point is to pay attention to what your municipalities are doing with your wastewater infrastructure. Communities are making long-range plans, 10, 15, 20 years, to continue upgrading their wastewater treatment systems so they don't overflow during rainfall events. Pay attention and invest in those changes. So we work with ratepayers all over the watershed to let them know when these efforts are coming up and to support them. You know, let's put our money where our mouth is and continue to invest in those pipes and pumps and equipment that'll keep making our river cleaner and cleaner, because it's a real benefit. When you go to these urban areas, what do you see? You see community rowing programs growing up. You see new marina slips being developed. You see people coming back to the river. The cleaner the river, the better economic outcomes that we're going to see.